I'm Steve Miller reporting. British Home Secretary Sajid Javid says experts do not think there is any cause for alarms after a couple was poisoned with Novichok.
Public safety is of paramount importance. Public Health England's latest assessment is that, based on the number of casualties affected, there is no significant risk to the wider public.
He says the nerve agent that sickened a man and a woman is the same type used in an attack earlier this year on a former Russian double agent, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter. Britain has blamed Russia for the poisoning of the Skripals with Novichok, a nerve agent developed by the Soviet Union during the Cold War. China warned that the United States is opening fire on the world with its threatened tariffs due to take effect on Friday. VOA's Miller Sega has more.
Officials in China have vowed not to take the first shot, but they say tariffs on U.S. goods will take effect immediately after America's kick in. And they may aim for the U.S. where it hurts, soybeans. It's seen as one of the most powerful weapons in Beijing's trade arsenal, with $12 billion worth sold to China last year. Pick up again in 3, 2, and 1.
Apologies for the error. The trade effect, tariffs to take effect on Friday, and U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to retaliate with up to $400 billion in Chinese tariffs if China takes action. Syrian and Russian military forces have launched a series of airstrikes, and Syrian government troops carried out ground attacks. A monitoring group has reported that 600 airstrikes took place during a 15-hour period that did result in civilian deaths. This is VOA News. More rain is forecast in Thailand as rescuers try to figure out how to rescue those 12 young soccer players trapped.